This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the program is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment of your weapon unlike anything you're ever going to put on it again. Check them out at froglube.com. Coming from the Chicago Tribune, we get this from a pilgrim named Eric Zorn. He is listed as a contact reporter, and his column is called the Change of Subject column. Okay? Now, I'm going to give this to you verbatim as it is written, right? Just so that you know the stupidity that they wish to pursue, well, that this guy wants to pursue anyway. And this is a guy who probably has never held a gun in his life. As a matter of fact, there are pictures of guns that they have. They have a Webley revolver, which are nice. They have a Harrington and Richardson revolver, which are, I wouldn't own one. And I can't tell what kind of gun that is, but that's an interesting one, too. So, I mean, they've just got a bunch of guns that they found, probably took a picture of a police department property drawer. They have an evidence room. So here we have it from Mr. Zorn. What if? And it's a crazy thought, I know, but stay with me. What if it actually isn't a good idea to allow nearly everyone to buy all the guns they want with minimal to non-existent background checks? What if it's not just poverty and joblessness and illegal drugs and wimpy judges and fractured families causing the sort of mayhem that recently saw three kids die of bullet wounds in just 2 days in Chicago? What if the glut of guns is a part of it? What if we took some of the fear and desire for safety that animates the call for extreme vetting of refugees from the Middle East and turned that energy into a call for extreme vetting of those who want to purchase firearms? Long-time readers, this is his words, long-time readers know that I'm not a gun-grabbing liberal. To the dismay of many of my comrades on the left, I've come out in support of concealed carry laws and private ownership of handguns. Though I'm not an owner myself, I'm skeptical of efforts to ban certain weapons due to largely cosmetic attributes. I believe law-abiding adults ought to have the right to protect themselves, their family, and their property with guns, and to ventilate defenseless animals as hunting regulations allow. I also believe that right, enshrined in the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights, is compatible with strongly enhanced measures to prevent firearms that were legally purchased for legitimate purposes from ending up in the hands of evildoers. Now, we're going to go through a list of things that will not have anything to do with what he just said. Because remember, what he wants to do is he wants to see guns that were bought legitimately not end up in the hands of evildoers. First of all, he thinks there should be universal background checks on all sales, public and private, at gun shows as well as gun shops. Estimates are that only 6 in 10 gun purchases are now screened for background check violations. That's a talking point. It's been debunked. Everybody knows it. And make them tough. I invoke President Donald Trump's concept of extreme vetting for refugees and immigrants because if they're willing to go to such dramatic lengths to protect Americans from the comparatively minuscule danger posed by those coming into our country who've already been through extensive security screening overseas, which doesn't actually happen, We should be equally or more willing to go to dramatic lengths to protect Americans from the comparatively immense danger posed by guns in the wrong hands. Are prospective buyers trained? Can they store their guns securely? Are members of their households on the no-buy list? Then he would like to see purchase limits. No one's right to keep and bear arms would be meaningfully infringed by restrictions on the creation of home arsenals that are vulnerable to theft and that facilitate illicit private sales by straw purchasers. I haven't figured that one out just yet. Micro stamping. This is really not very well thought out. Technology is available that engraves a code identifying the gun onto cartridges as bullets are fired. It's imperfect, and of course the gun lobby hates it. The National Shooting Sports Foundation said micro-stamping makes about as much sense as putting serial numbers on toilet paper squares or regulating unicorn flatulence. But combined with a more robust system for tracking the ownership of guns, it could lead to fewer instances of indiscriminate gunfire of the sort that's been killing Chicago's children. I know it's not quite fair to attack the irresponsible use of guns by additionally burdening responsible users. 80% or more of those who use guns in crimes did not purchase them through conventional legal means, which completely negates the need. He just said that 40% of guns were bought without background checks, but now he's saying only 80% of the guns that are used in crime. You know. According to research analyzed by PolitiFact, the evildoers borrowed them, stole them, or purchased them on the black market. Micro-stamping, by the way, defeats itself. Micro-stamping is something engraved on the tip of the firing pin. And every time that firing pin collides with the primer, that engraving deteriorates until over time it is no longer there. Additionally, that only works with semi-automatics. With a revolver that does not throw out shell casings, that stops nothing, even if it's printing on each and every one of them. Additionally, somebody that wanted to throw off law enforcement need only go to a range and collect up some shell casings that have been micro-stamped by another gun and leave them. But it continues. What if, and again, just a thought experiment here, instead of that stub-toe howling at any suggestion that additional gun restrictions stand to reduce the carnage on our streets, weapons enthusiasts offered creative alternatives that go beyond their tedious, feckless bleeding that we only need to enforce the gun laws already on the books? What if, instead of retreating into their corners and clucking reproachfully at each ghastly news bulletin from our bloody streets, gun lovers and gun grabbers met in the middle to find common cause? We'll never know. Well, the gun grabbers, the common cause they want to see is total disarmament. We've seen that time and time and time again. And the thing about universal background checks is that that leads to a registry, because there's no way to enforce that for it to actually work without a gun registration set up. This other stuff, like limiting, how are you going to know? Without a gun registry, how are you going to know how many guns somebody has? How are you going to know? That gun owner can legally take his guns into another state, to a gun show in another state, and sell them if they're long guns. So how are you going to know? You're not going to know. Gun grabbing doesn't work. It's not bleating to get out there and say, well, if you put somebody in jail for a gun offense, keep him in jail. Don't give him commutation. Don't put him out early. That's not bleating. That's justice. This is a guy that probably lives his life in a conference room. I don't know. When we get back, we're going to talk about something that everybody's finding out there. It's common cause is going against the rollback of gun control use, or it's helping with it. Gun control rules. Science. This is Lock and Load.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog lube is something way beyond lubrication. This is something that aids you in having a weapon that is combat effective. Check them out, froglube.com. In a way, right now, science is on the side of the NRA and Donald Trump, according to prominent experts on mental health and violence. A cohort of researchers and civil rights advocates say congressional Republicans were right to roll back an Obama-era rule that would have barred certain mentally impaired recipients of Social Security benefits from owning guns. That phrase, in and of itself, is erroneous. We'll get to that in a minute. The Obama rule is not a rational policy, said Paul Applebaum, a psychiatrist who directs the Law, Ethics, and Psychiatry Division at Columbia University. It is not a rule that would be very likely to make us safer. The policy, finalized in the last weeks of the Obama administration, would have disqualified from gun ownership an estimated 75,000 people who have mental illnesses or disabilities and are assigned representative to manage their Social Security benefits. Do you see what they're saying here? In order for me to get any sort of disability, I would have to go before a judge. Okay? Now, what they were using here is the same thing they were using in the VA, whereby if a fiduciary is appointed to handle your benefit, your financial benefit, then you are reported to the NICS system as somebody with a gun buying prohibition. Applebaum said the people targeted by the rule are not a particularly high-risk group for violent behavior. Well, no kidding. We're talking about the elderly. I have not seen too many elderly gang members running around, holding up people indiscriminately and stuff. Advocacy groups, including the American Civil Liberties Union, the National Association for Mental Health, the American Association for People with Disabilities, and the federal government's own advisory group, the National Council on Disability, opposed the measure, arguing that it deprived Americans of a constitutional right without due process. And that's just that's the crux of it. No due process. No judge. No day in court. Just a decision based upon who handles your paycheck, your disability benefit. Which, by the way, one of the little nefarious things that they wanted to do was they wanted certain members of the Democratic Party wanted to make the desire to own a gun a mental health issue. You see why this was begun in the first place? Whenever you get out there and you say people with a mental health issue can no longer be allowed to buy a gun, then from that point on, where that bar is set, that bar can be adjusted however you want it to go. Once the law is in effect, when they get out there and say, well, if you're out there and you believe in UFOs, you have a mental disability. If you believe in Bigfoot or Santa Claus, you have a mental disability. And from there, they just keep on messing with the bar until one day we wake up and everybody's got a mental disability except people on the left who believe that only the army and the police should have guns, and then even they should not have guns, and then I don't know what happens, you know, in this world today. Now, they can get out there and say that the NRA is on the side of science. That's fine. What science is it exactly, though? Because, once again, what mental illness do they have? I'm not trying to gerrymander here. I'm not trying to be too picky about this. It's been rolled back. Bill be happy. I get that, but here's the thing. What mental illness are they accused of having? You know, if I'm in my 80s and I have a nice place to lay and a nice place to sit, and I have every day this pretty young nurse takes me to play bingo or whatever, if I'm that infirm, or if, you know, I mean, there's lots of people in their 80s that are just running around all over the place today. Whatever happens to get me in that position, if I'm happy with it, who cares what I do with my money? Jeffrey Swanson, a leading researcher on gun violence and mental health at Duke University, said, "This is one of those times where the progressive politics du jour and the science, I think, the legal analysis, diverge." Senate approved the rollback with a 57-43 vote on Wednesday, which means some Democrats voted for it too. Trump will sign it into law, prompting outrage statements from Democrats and gun control groups. The vote, like a previous one in the House, largely divided on partisan lines, except for the fact that, you know, apparently, five Democrats voted with the Republicans. Now, some Senate Democrats, like Feinstein, Schumer, Murphy, dodged the details of the policy and assailed the Republicans for a vote to weaken the FBI's background check system for gun purchases, as Feinstein put it. The FBI needs, the NICS system needs to be updated. Obama was supposed to take care of that. That was part of his one of his executive actions. It needs to be updated. You know, it's in place right now. We know exactly how it works and everything. Is it constitutional? I think it's probably sort of shady. You know, but weakening it, as Feinstein put it, I don't think so. Americans for Responsible Solutions, the Giffords organization, sent out an email to supporters for years, and after countless mass shootings, the U.S. Senate did something, done something remarkable. Nothing. Today, the Senate finally acted, and what did they do? They made it easier for the dangerously mentally ill to buy guns. MSNBC's, manly Rachel Maddow slammed the move on Twitter. The New York Times editorial board had taken a similar tone in two editorials, calling these rule a sensible Obama gun policy and opposing its rollback. Leading gun violence researchers, in contrast, argued the Obama rule wasn't ever based on evidence and called it irrational, unfair, and stigmatizing. Because here's the thing. When you were identified with this, how did you get back out of it? If you were mentally ill, that is. When we get back, we'll examine this a little bit more, because I just like it. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is... it's a solvent, it's a lubrication, and it's a treatment for anything metal on your weapon. It enhances your weapon's lethality. Check them out at froglube.com. Back to this supposed being, you know, the NRA finally has science backing. Now, previously in the last segment, I was talking about this guy named Applebaum. He says gun control stirs up strong emotions. And there are a lot of people who will support anything that they perceive as reducing access to weapons by anyone. And then he says there are conversely a lot of people on the other side who will support anybody having access to weapons by any reasons whatsoever, which is false. The difference between gun grabbers and gun owners is that gun owners think that people like us, the gun owners, should be allowed to have guns. That is law-abiding people that, you know, have our rights intact. We don't think that, you know, mentally ill people should have guns. We don't think that criminals should have guns. We don't think that minors should have guns. So that in and of itself is sort of an erroneous thing to say. The new rule had been intended as one way for the federal government to respond to the very real problem of underreporting of mental health records to the nation's background check system for gun purchases. It's not just that. It's crime. Do you know how many criminals are not on the NICS system? Because it's in the millions. And that's the problem. And see, it's not a problem that more gun control is going to fix. This is supposed to be left to the states. Now, They're saying that because Congress refused to pass updated gun control legislation, which there is no need to update it. Obama was left to tinker around the edges of the existing law, and he directed federal agencies to do a better job reporting records of people with disqualifying mental illnesses to the background check system. That was what Obamacare was supposed to do. That was supposed to be the cross-reference setup. When they were considering this, the Social Security Administration received more than 90,000 comments on its proposed rule for doing this, meaning that more people wrote in to protest against the measure than the number of people who would ultimately be affected. Supporters of the Obama rule said it focused on a relatively narrow group of extremely impaired people. Based upon what? What is the criteria? Is the criteria for being severely, extremely mentally impaired, does that mean that they find nothing wrong with spending all of their money on Jack's Links? Lindsay Nichols, a staff attorney with the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, which is a gun-grabbing group, said this rule only impacts people who have been determined to be so severely disabled through a mental disorder that they can do no sort of gainful activity. They can't hold a job, even part-time. The mental disability is so severe that the Social Security Administration has determined that funds cannot be paid directly to them. That is false. There is a big difference between being out of touch and being mentally impaired. Researchers have long argued that only 4% of interpersonal violence in the U.S. is attributable to mental illness alone, and that the focus on mental health as a way to address gun violence is a bogeyman. Nichols said the focus on the risk of criminal violence alone missed the potential dangers of gun suicide, for which mental illness is a serious risk factor, as well as gun accidents. She said that gun ownership requires a certain amount of meticulousness, and that even improperly storing guns one time can result in a tragedy. I don't know how, because guns very rarely move on their own. As a matter of fact, they never, ever move on their own. You may set them somewhere, but I mean, the thing about the modern firearm, okay, like this M&P Shield, okay, it has something built into it that makes it drop safe. So that means you can take it and load it and put it around in the chamber and throw it against the wall and it's going to be fine. That is the test that it's got to pass. So, opponents said that however well-intentioned, the final version of the rule was misguided. It is misguided to get out there and do it without due process. If you want to get out there and adjudicate somebody to be mentally ill, then do it. But don't get out there and do it simply because you have them on a benefit. With the VA experiment that they were doing, if people renounce their VA benefit, right, they would be freed from that gun-buying prohibition. Now, if they're that dangerous, why would they be able to voluntarily step aside from the VA and have that lifted if they're that dangerous to society or themselves as a whole? Phoebe Ball, a legislative affairs specialist at the National Council of Disability, said that that designation doesn't mean they have a guardian, doesn't necessarily mean they're unable to manage other types of resources. It simply doesn't mean that due process requirements that one would want to see in place before you would remove an individual's constitutional right. Ball conceded that some people targeted by the new rule might be people we wouldn't want owning a weapon, but the rule would also sweep in other people whose gun ownership would not be a concern, like someone who is in a family where hunting is an important part of their tradition, who has never expressed a dangerous or any social thought in their life, and they go hunting with their grandpa, and this rule would prohibit them from doing that. In some states, like in California, if I had a mentally impaired person in my house, I couldn't have guns either. And that's why this kind of stuff is very dangerous. Very dangerous to let it go forward at all. The ACLU, of all people, argued there is no data to support a connection between the need for representative payee to manage one's Social Security disability benefits and a propensity towards gun violence, which, you know, I'm never going to say this again, but I agree with them. That's exactly right. The Bazelon Center for Mental Health Law said the rule creates a false sense that meaningful action has been taken to address gun violence and detracts from the potential prevention efforts targeting actual risks. So what they're saying there is that these people are not the problem. They weren't the problem. They're not the problem. They aren't going to be the problem. The other part that they're worried about is that, there's some people that would not go get mental health. The problem with this is if you become stigmatized as being mentally ill, right, and you go and seek treatment, and then you come up flagged to not buy a gun, okay, what happens if you are treated successfully? What then? Do you get your rights back? Does it happen? Do you have to file something to get it back? Do you have to make a request to get them back? Or does it just happen? And that's the question that is never answered in this stuff. It's always left sort of open-ended. And we simply have got to guard against that. That's bad public policy. Now, when we get back, the other thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about what the GOP did not do with this piece of legislation. Because they're out there talking a whole bunch of minutia about what has actually happened versus what has actually happened. That, when we get back, it just never ends. Even when we're in good positions, it never ends. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is something that is going to make your weapon almost impervious to water, to dampness. And that's why I use it. I don't want my guns rusting. This you can actually, if you've soaked it enough, if you treated it enough, you can stick it in water if you want to, and it's going to be good to go. Check them out, froglube.com. If you follow the news, or if you have a social media account of any variety, you probably saw some of those headlines the other night, accompanied in most cases by some choice of hyperventilation. And when you saw those headlines, you might have thought, wow, that's interesting. I didn't hear it that way. Did the House of Representatives really get rid of background checks? Are the Republicans really intent upon putting firearms in the hands of the severely mentally ill? What type of fresh insanity is this? Given the way the headlines were written, you could be forgiven for drawing any one of those conclusions. But here's the thing. None of them are worth a doggone. I mean, they're not true at all. Not at all. This was another sordid episode of Fake News USA. They had a breakdown coupled with a special installment of the celebrities tweet falsehoods without knowing it. Contrary to the AP's suggestion, the background check system remains in place. Contrary to the Hill's implication, the rule change in question did not repeal the limitations on the severely mentally ill. None of that happened. What they did, what this was a new creation of a new class of prohibited persons. It did not occur. It didn't exist before this, right? There was no crime coming from this demographic of people. There was no gun violence coming from this demographic of people. This was simply an opportunistic gun grab. This is where they could get out there and say, well, he can't manage his money. I mean, if he can't manage his money, how can he possibly manage a gun? And that's what it all boiled down to. And it never had anything to do with mental health, never had anything to do with background checks, it never had anything to do with violence or gun or, you know, crime prevention. Most people And I know this is going to seem like a shock, but most people only read the headlines and they ignore the actual verbiage underneath it. So that's why both Twitter and Facebook rule today, because that's primarily what they got. As is customary, of course, the NRA was denounced. Paul Ryan was denounced. President Trump was denounced. The United States in general was denounced. What are you thinking? Was the general tone of the commentary. And it was invariably asked in the pursuit of dungeon rather than of truth. But had the obligatory what the hell's been offered in earnest, those who were stomping their feet would have discovered that all was not as it seemed. The House did indeed reverse an Obama-era rule yesterday afternoon, but that rule was neither gun buyers must obtain background checks, nor the mentally ill are barred from buying guns. And it was by no means an NRA initiative. The NRA was supportive, but so was the ACLU. So were a host of disability groups. So was much of the medical community. And unusually, for a Second Amendment question, this one didn't break down along the usual political lines. And why would it, when you look at the details? Here's the American Association of People with Disabilities explaining what was at stake. This rule would require the Social Security Administration to forward the names of all SS disability insurance and supplementary security income benefit recipients who use a representative payee to help manage their benefits due to a mental impairment to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. Or in layman's terms, the rule would have allowed bureaucrats within one of our federal agencies to bar American citizens from exercising a constitutional right. And on the highly questionable grounds that to be incapable of managing one's finances is by definition to be mentally defective. There's all kinds of reasons to object to that measure. There's people right now that can't manage their money. There's people that make a lot of money. Look at any professional athlete. Look at Allen Iverson. That guy, what did he make? He made about $200 million, $150 million. Broke today. Broke. Mike Tyson, he earned $400 million in his life, in his career, in his boxing career. Broke, or he was broke. He's having to make a way back now through entertainment, but I mean, you know, if I would think that somebody that's made $10 or $15 million, if they set up some, you know, just regular, you know, you don't even have to set up investments. I mean, just put it in the bank and draw money as you need it. How long would it take to spend $15 million in normal times, as an example? I'm just throwing a number out there. On due process grounds, there was nothing to recommend the measure, as the ACLU made abundantly clear in its opposition letter. On statutory grounds, it seems clear that the SSA was acting ultra vires. And as a political matter, the facilitation of the Obama administration, which insisted simultaneously that incidents of violence continue to highlight a crisis in America's mental health system, and that it was not attempting to imply a connection between mental illness and a propensity for violence, particularly gun violence. That's talking out of both sides of their face, and it was downright embarrassing. But you do not have to agree with me on process or in outlook to see that as a matter of positive policy, it was a terrible idea. Dr. Mark Rosen from Yale observed that when the rule was first put out there, the link between financial acumen and mental illness is extraordinarily weak. Somebody can be incapable of managing their funds, but not be dangerous, violent, or unsafe. They are very different determinations. And it is for this lattermost reason, not from any great fidelity to the Second Amendment, that so many organizations urged the GOP to act. As the House Ways and Means Committee was sure to make clear, letters of support were received from ADAPT, which urged Congress to use the Congressional Rule Act to repeal this rule. Came from the American Association of People with Disabilities. from the ACLU, which pushed members of the House to support the resolution disapproving the final rule to the SSA. From the ARC of the United States, which asked Congress to act through the CRA process to disapprove the new rule. From the Association of Mature American Citizens, which exhorted Congress to quickly pass this joint resolution and restore the basic Second Amendment right this rule has abridged. From the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, which implored Congress to act through the CRA process to disprove this new law and prevent the damage that it inflicts on the disability community. And I could go on and on and on and on. Every little organization out there that has anything whatsoever to do with disabilities came out for this. National Association for Rights Protection and Advocacy, the National Association for Rural Mental Health, the National Council on Disability, the National Council on Independent Living, the National Coalition of Mental Health Recovery, the National Disability Leadership Alliance, EIEIO. All of them, every single one, urged the rule to be killed. On Twitter last night, the author Mark Harris proposed that the rule had been little more than a sensible extra step that placed an onerous burden on nobody, and it had been fought by an extremist lobbying group and its tools. So I suppose that means we have two plausible options when evaluating what just happened in Congress. The first is to conclude that America's mental health groups are now extremist lobbying groups. I guess the second would be that, you know, civil rights don't extend to you when you reach a certain age if you can't handle your checkbook. In any case, it is gone. It is pulled back. We'll be right back. Hour number three coming up. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.